Yes, 8 o'clock Central European Time. And we have here with us Nancy Fortune. She flew straight in from Toulouse in France. And she will be taking over the CBS in a while. But first, we're going to have some chit-chat. Nice to have you here.
Here we are. Good evening, stars, aliens, robots. Welcome to the CBS. I'm so glad to be here tonight. Nancy Fortune on the mic. Let's cross the galaxy together.
Let's do it. Let's go on a journey. Sorry for this little brown, messy studio. But it's still better than nothing. So how'd you end up in Holland? Are you here to work? I understood that you are like doing some stuff with the boys from the Parallax Corporation again, and also celebrating a little holiday here at the West Coast. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're right. So I had an appointment with IF because Dan Harrow is performing around, so hope I will see Pilayan too.
Pilayan, I'm not sure, but Dan Harrow is having like a secret party somewhere in Den Haag. Dan Harrow, of all people. The only place he is big in the world still is Den Haag. It's amazing. For the listeners in outer space, you know Nancy Fortune from The Secret Life of Nancy Fortune on Vulex Records. The holographic voice, which she co-produced and wrote the lyrics for. The Volvoni record, Astroglide, the Tango remix. That is vocals for SYD featuring Nancy Fortune, and also writing lyrics. You are doing well. How are you received in France? Do the people know you there?
Yeah, it's still always difficult where you come from. I mean, you got the feedback from your country, I think, 10 years after or something like that.
Yeah, that's if you're lucky.
I'm alive.
Yeah, normally you have to die first. But nevertheless, that's okay. We're surviving. My idea of France still is that it's a very protective culture regarding music, movies and stuff. If I play radio in France, I hear a lot of French songs and a lot of French productions. That's my idea to the protector culture, no matter what. It has always been like that, and it will be always like that, I guess. Do you think that's a good thing? Is it good for you as an artist there?
Let's say that in a positive way, that we never had the movies in original versions, always translated in French, so you can see the delay with the French voices on Al Pacino, for example. But yeah, it's quite funny, and it's pushing you in worldwide, you know, you feel like traveling, and then it's inspiring you, and that's a great deal. It's a challenge, in fact.
Okay, but not all people in France will look further than the border, and I cannot be the judge if that's good or not. But I do know that France has a very good history of music. For disco music, everybody knows Cerrone, for instance, Jean-Michel Jarre, who made like quite an impact worldwide with his synthesizer music. Movies, Jean-Pierre Melville. From in the 60s and in the 70s, even in the 50s, he was active, I think. These movies are very hard to find here in Europe. The robot has this movie fetish. That's not important, but what can I say about it? This protective thing, the influences, but where do you get then influences from? Because, like, this place, Holland, is a super open place. It's a base of trade, so it's open to everything from Russia to the moon. Everything passes by here, and I think that is a very positive influence. How do you find your inspiration, the sounds? How do you know about the West Coast of Holland, for instance?
Yeah, let's say that first my life took a special direction. I was three and my mom put headphones on my ears with Donna Summer and Giorgio Moroder. Then when I was five, it is important, it's a great pillar. I wanted absolutely the Hey Hey Guy from Ken Laszlo. And then when I was 10, I saw the robot from Kraftwerk turning his head on TV. It was Boing Bunchak. It was amazing. I get paralyzed from it from ever, you know. And then when I met IF in 98, everything came true. Just consequences, everything came true, you know.
Yeah, I was there too, coincidentally. But that's like, okay, talent will always surface, I guess. We're going to play one of Nancy's favorite records, and you tell what it is.
Okay, so it's a great pleasure for me to crystallize all those amazing tunes I've selected for you. Time has come now to spin. Let's enter directly this path beyond Saturn. Uranus, please don't laugh. We will even cross Venus. Much love to you, much love to music. Connect your ears and your body will follow. This is Savage.
just called, and he's shouting out to everybody here on the CBS. You heard Savage, Don't Cry Tonight, Nancy Fortune's first choice. And since we are alive and doing well, yes, thank you. If you have a particular question or you want to know something, you want to know about the secret life of Nancy Fortune, send us an email and we'll definitely ask her. So good news that also stuff like this made it into France. What was I gonna ask? Oh, I really suck as a journalist. No, I'm not programmed for this. Yeah, what is the next project? What's cooking in Toulouse? You are from the south of France, Toulouse, like a very medieval-like city. The last time the robot ended up there, he got the idea the clock turned back into the year 1200. But it's nice. I like it. Can you talk about a scene there? Like, have this typical West Coast thing of Holland that got blown up the last couple of years. These are the states. You have East Coast, West Coast, this stuff. Is there a thing like the South Coast of France?
Yeah, South France was very influenced by techno. It was a hard techno scene. Then it disappeared, you know, with the years. Now it's moving back, you know. A lot of people are doing a lot. And I have to say that there is still the problem in France with Paris, because everything is centralized in Paris. But we're holding on, you know, and at least we know about Europe first, and that's a good point. But everything is moving. I met IF back, and we're working, and also I have a great project with DJ Elin, who's back as well.
DJ Elin, he is from Austria, if I'm correct. Yes, is he? Yeah, okay. Österreich. The international CBS listeners, you hear it. Hey, send those questions to the robot, because the robot is like a stupid machine. Doesn't know very much. Yeah, we got some nice thingies coming up. Second choice of Nancy Fortune is Shock and Angel Face. The wallpaper is coming off the ceiling here in the little brown CBS studio. Shock and Angel Face. That is truly amazing. We have Nancy Fortune with us here. And we have like this little party going on. We got word from the man in New York. A big shout out from Morgan Geist to all the listeners of the CBS. And they have like a special request for Nancy Fortune. The mic is all hers.
Boing. Boom chak.
Yeah! Woo!
Nobody will ever listen to CBS again after this. But hey, we can always listen ourselves. Do I have any decent questions? No, not any. Yeah, something came in, but my binoculars are not working at this moment. So we will play the next record on Nancy Fortune's wish list. And after that, yeah, we got something going on. Enjoy the D.I.E. Detroit in Effect and Get Up Live.
G, along with my man, the MAACO, and as always, we're chilling here live at MFP Lounge, and yes, once again, on your FM dial. Let me hit you with the rules right quick. You got to have proper ID to get in, and you know ain't no exception for drinks at the bar. And about y'all smoking weed in my bathroom, y'all thought I ain't know, but I caught y'all. But the most important rule of all, you can get thrown out, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. If you don't get... No exceptions. No player haters, no AKs, no attitudes, just your dancing shoes, you know what I'm saying? All the fellas, all the ladies, we getting hype up here. Y'all can tell, cause look at my crowd outside. Coming in, check it out. Yes, we're broadcasting live right here tonight via satellite to Chicago, Ohio, New York, Virginia, Louisiana, the bottom, Cali, Georgia, Alabama, Washington. We even in Fort Sills, Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying? We also in the UK, Japan, Tokyo, Australia, Germany, Italy, Dublin, even Africa, you know what I'm saying? All in Detroit with the 313, you know what I'm saying? Check it, break it down like this, make it.
I ain't got all night. I got to get paid to all the people in the house. I've got two things to say.
Girl right there in the blue dress, she got it going on, fellas. Don't be scared of her. She gon' do it. She gon' do it, you know what I'm saying? We got special guest DJs up in here again from the Motor City, you know what I'm saying? They gon' come up after my man right here on the boards, make a cut, doing what he doing, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. We ain't claiming no coasts. We in the middle. No offense, but you can't fade these 13810 DJs, you know what I'm saying? We got it going on. Ha-ha. Check it out. Once again, I got the mix atmosphere. You know what I'm saying?
West Coast is what she means. D.I.E. Detroit in effect. Get up live at MAP Lounge. D.I.E. is soon in Holland, in Rotterdam, in the waterfront. And that's August 15, together with EOG Adult Live Faco or Faco. And did I forget anybody? Probably, but come on, it's August 15. By the time it's August 15, you already forgot about it, so we will repeat it. Hey, we got some sensible questions incoming. This is from Sami in Finland, Sami Koti. You know the man as Bangkok Impact and many, many more. And Sami is taking over, really. But it's okay. he asks, do you think Italo / disco will cross over, or will it stay an underground sound now? And yeah, it's already happened that it became a bit bigger. Should it have crossover success? And is the popularity of Electroclash helping it to become popular? And for the listeners at home, about Italo Disco, this sound has been like massive ever since 1982, 83 here at the West Coast in Holland. And we're all like influenced by it. There is no denying. And until a certain extent, it's still extremely massive here in this place with special Italo parties and... which is a different audience, by the way, than the electronics audience that we face when we are like DJing or doing whatever. So what do you think about it, Italo Disco?
Yeah, I think that Italo Disco will stay Italo Disco. I think it stays underground by itself. It's becoming very difficult to find the records at the moment, and or you find the records very expensive. And that's the point, you know. And I think that the Electroclash, I don't know so much about it, but I think people from Electroclash are more influenced by new wave, you know, by correct sound, Italo. Yeah. Did you see a lot of people admitting that they love Italo?
Lately, because there was this other guy coming out of the closet and suddenly roots are changed and everything, but that's not important. We're not talking about that. So you think, like, same as with electro now, there's electro hype. Everything suddenly that's made out of electricity is called electro. And do you think it will become big time? You will hear it on like national radios and see it on MTV nonstop and all this commercial product promoters.
I think that a techno revival is coming soon. That's the point. You know, the sound from the 90s is coming back. Italo, it will stay Italo. We will all listening back to our own records. I think that's all. And we are just influenced by it, I guess.
Yeah, okay. It's like blood running through veins. So there, well... the CBS is not worried at the moment for like major influences from Italo and Electro. That will, it will be just a hype for a while for a bigger audience, and then it will sink like back into the underground where it always has been, and it will probably stay. That's good news. Good news. Thanks, Sami, for contacting the CBS.
Yeah, nice to meet you, by the way.
You guys got something going on there. Boing Boom Chuck, the next record. That sounded different, huh? The next record selected by Nancy Fortune is Project Future and Reaganomics. enjoy the live and improvised CBS. We love to make a mess out of your radio.
Atomics. Time keeps on changing.
It's amazing how history seems to repeat itself time and time again, not only with music, but also politics and all this crazy stuff going on the planet. But we are robots and try not to care about all that stuff. Project Future and Reaganomics, amazing record. And hot as ever. Hey, you got something about the next record that's coming up? We want to play for you Electroids and Midnight Drive. You talked to me about that it was criticized very badly in press and stuff.
Yeah, first let's say that it's a project from Gerald, Crazy Gerald, so you know him as Doppler Effect or Drexia or Japanese Telecom, and at this time they released on Warp as Electroid, and all the press were saying that it was bad and so retro, and now you see now with electronic music how it goes.
Yeah, and it was not only Gerald, it was together with James Stinson from Drexia, and James died recently, which the robot think is a damn shame, because it was one of the most talented guys in this scene. Nobody was as driven as he. And the CBS also found like a special interview. James didn't do much interviews. I think he did only one with the radio station in New York, and we got a copy of that, so stay tuned. We want to broadcast that because, like, the CBS crew and we people here at the west coast of Holland are major fans of James and his sound. May James forever travel together with the comet Hill Bob, which he admired. His sound was so unique, and we really miss him. But that's the music press. We're always having trouble with the music press because we think they're also like only try to sell product instead of music. You know, that is a big problem in the electronic music scene. There seem to be not really much caring for the genre, only for the product pushed by majors.
But I think that Gerald had his revenge in a way, because he's doing so well as well with the ARPANET project, and it's not nothing, you know.
The ARPANET project is amazing, and so is Gerald from Detroit. This Electroids and Midnight Drive. We'll be right back. as timeless as Electro itself. The robot sees Electro as like a crocodile. The concept of crocodile is like very, very successful because it's very basic, primitive. It's a million years old and it will always be there. And a hype is a hype, and Electro is Electro. And we got another interesting question from Finland, Tomi Koskinen. Finland is massively around to CBS, but it's a very electrical country, so that maybe figures. Tomi asks if we think that if Chicago house style and the Chicago acid will make a comeback. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I have a good friend in Chicago. His name is Reggie, also known as DJ Savoir Faire. And he invited me before the war in Chicago, and I was so enthusiastic about it. Of course, the war made me very cold. And after war, we were just talking by emails, and he said to me that it was sad because he's really thinking that Chicago goes nowhere, and this guy is running along with Kay Alexi too. And yeah, as he said, I don't think that there will be a revival, or we can arrest them to repress the records. Could be a way.
I know from a very well sourced that these records are very much available. They always have, and they always will be available. And it would be nice to have the Chicago sound back. But has it been away? It has always been around somehow, some way. And here a little history lesson. After the Italo, the typical Italo style music, it more or less died around 85, 86, because it became a major thing, like all these productions made to sell. So it became not, it was not music anymore, but product, like cola. And right after that, the Chicago house came up. It was like a stripped version of the phenomena disco and Italo, the funk, soul. That stuff has had always a massive influence in Chicago. So where the Italians left off, the people in Chicago picked up. And, you know, of course, the stories about Detroit also had their influences from around Italy. But we still don't know if the house sound of Chicago will make it back or not.
Can call Farley, or if Farley is listening to us, he can just answer the question.
Farley, Jack, Mr. Funk, Jack. Last time I talked to Farley, that was years ago, and he just had become a family man, so I think he will live long and happily after all.
But what was the color of the Corvette? Purple?
Yeah. The Corvette, Farley's Corvette, was purple metallic with purple metallic hubcaps and like a massive stereo in it. Yeah, and the stereo was bigger than Farley, so that was quite a big stereo. Hey, send your questions to the CBS. We will be, or Nancy Fortune will be, happy to answer them. It's her show. The robot is just a good machine. Just making talk, chit-chat, small talk, whatever you will call it.
Yeah, so next record to come is Alicia, and also Folly, Jack Master Funk, was playing it.
All right. Indeed, Alicia and All Night Passion. I think Farley ran over it with his Corvette. the way it should be. All night passion gets you through the day, Alicia. And while the robot and Nancy Fortune try to solve the big puzzle of electronical music, who influenced who and where did what came from, you are listening to the live and improvised CBS. And CBS stands for Cybernetic Broadcasting System. Okay, what did we found out so far? That Italy was like very, very important for modern electronics from like 79 up to 1985. Then Chicago and Detroit came and had massive influence. They basically, these sounds took basically everything over and influenced everybody all around the planet, especially in the underground. What's happening here? Alicia, All Night Passion, that was. Yeah, you've been traveling a lot. Are you performing or are you DJing? What are you doing, basically?
Yeah, I'm very attracted by the turntables. I have to say that most of the time, my childhood, I was just playing with a Marantz system turntable. And yeah, I still have this souvenir of just watching this amazing machine and just watching the record spinning. And then now I'm surviving and I'm playing records at parties. But yeah, I have to say that I enjoy making warm-ups because it's always a great moment for me to play records I love, and I can be grateful to all those artists who made them. This is really nice, and it's a beautiful story in my life, I have to say.
Yeah, right. That sounds good. So you don't want to basically be like the main act, floor filling. You just want to warm up the crowds. Is that what I mean? What you mean? Or do you really want to rock for like 50,000 people somewhere on a big stage with fireworks and naked girls, naked guys dancing? Sorry.
I think that I love to start parties and I would love to finish parties as well.
Okay. Now, well, welcome to the underground. Yeah.
Let's just make a tribute to Farley Jack Master Funk.
Yeah. We're gonna do it. Farley Jack Master Funk featuring Jesse Saunders and Daryl Pendy. Love Can't Turn Around.
get together. Don't care about the weather. I just want to watch it. Yes!
So massive that the stars are falling from the sky. Harley Jackmaster Funk and Jesse Saunders, and the vocals are by Daryl Pendy. And the robot remembers that when he was still young, he saw Daryl Pendy live in discotheque Vlietzicht, discotheque Bierlucht in Maasland, and it was quite amazing because they had to carry this guy inside, like he is twice as big as Farley Jackmaster Funk, but he has a voice like a leopard tank. It's amazing. Okay, where were we? We still haven't completely found out where all that stuff is coming from and who did it first and where they did it.
But there was a question to the robot, I think, if the robot is able to dance. Just ask Alexander Novaga about it.
Can the robot dance? What is that for? What kind of question is that? Can the robot dance? Will the robot dance? Can the robot dance?
I would love that the robot would sing. This is the future.
The robot is speechless at the moment. Doing having all these things to do that the robot doesn't want to do. Robot doesn't want to dance. Robot can't sing. Hey, don't blame a guy for trying. We're gonna try and sing maybe later on, but you have to get out some more of this French liquid. Next record coming up. Why?
Because when I heard it, I said to myself, okay, stop the music.
So, music stopped. This is it. All right, this is from the Dirty Brown Streets of The Hague. It's Squadra Blanco on the new and obscure Holosynthesis label, and it's a Night of the Illuminati. We'll be right back.
set it off on the right. Y'all set it off. Come on, let's set it off.
Get out!
Yeah, three in a row on special request of Nancy Fortune. The first one was Squadra Blanco with the Night of the Illuminati from the Dirty Brown Streets of The Hague. Second one was Strafe Set It Off from the Dirty Brown Streets of New York. this was Night Moves Trans Dance, the UK disco mix. I think it's from the UK, so interesting that we also have stopped from the UK playing in our row on our discovery in blah, blah, blah. Okay, we have some emails in, and here's a guy who makes sense. It's everything sucks in large amounts. If we didn't know that Chicago House has already arrived in the future, it's almost 20 years old. It's normal music now. Happy birthday. Happy birthday it is. And that's word. It's true. It's integrated in all the music we do. And maybe that's the point. The Italian stuff is also integrated in the music. We have used the past in order to create a future.
Yeah, it's well said.
Okay. So that problem is solved. Okay, we found that out. Next question from Sander. We were talking about Acid Chicago sounds. What do we think of the sounds that come out nowadays? The classics are the best. And if I make music, you will hear that those are a big influence. Well, that's true. We solved that problem. It's okay. You don't have to hide in the closet about it anymore. If I want acid, I pick one of the 1,000 classics. Could be a point, because we also like to get stuck in the old, because we live in denial, or that's what we like to. This Sendex from Bunker Records. Yeah, but that was like a really good example of new school Chicago like sounds, and it got like adopted into the Hague. So problem is solved. Okay, problem is solved. It's okay. You can do it. Do what you like. Use the old sounds in order to create new sounds. It's good to get influenced, because we all are, and Nancy Fortune is also telling that it's like very important to cherish the old, but also to not abuse it.
Yeah, I think it's a gift to be influenced in life. So, yeah, we have to be grateful for it.
Yeah, influence is absolutely a very important thing, and in order to get respect, you show respect. Wow, like if we do this for 30 more minutes, we know the meaning of life.
This is really Aquarius time.
Yeah, right. And what is the meaning of life? The meaning of life is to give life meaning. Okay, what's the next record?
Yeah, I think the meaning of life is just to push the button, so start or stop.
Start or stop. That's true. Just, but okay, thank you, robots out there, for tuning in to the Cybernetic Broadcasting System. We were just chilling out tonight with Nancy Fortune, flown straight in from the south of France, here in the Little Brown CBS studio. And is there anything that we forgot to ask you, or anything that you want to share with the robots out there?
Yeah, I think that I want to thank you, all of you. And yeah, I'm like touched. I had a lot of emotions tonight playing for your records. And so I wanted to end with Nucleus. So push the button.
Push the button. And we urge you, producers and whatever you call yourself out there, to keep on pushing those buttons. You know, it's okay.
feeling what I feel. And the feeling is good and real. Just let it go. A wise man, it was told, God has a child who has gone. So let it be real. So let it be house. So let it be real. So let it be house. On the first day of this groove, music was sent to make you move, and you loved it. We created a sound called house, but in some minds there still was doubts. We had to clear that.
Done. Good old Chicago, and like, yeah, we found the answer. Chicago will always be there. Chicago is the past, and Chicago is the future, and we just love it. And a good record is a good record. We thank Nancy Fortune very, very much for being here, and she will stay a while in Holland, so we might do a some mixing tomorrow night, Friday evening. Am I right? Am I wrong? Tomorrow night, yeah, same time, around 8-9 o'clock, we will be in the live mix. For Intergalactic Gary was supposed to come, but he has like this smokers championship or something. Like, who can smoke the most cigarettes in 30 minutes? I'm not sure, but stay tuned with CBS, because we've got a lot of interesting stuff coming up from all around the world. Alright, since we can't get enough of that Chicago stuff, that is DJ K Alexi and Essence of a Dream. Fuck this.
from us, John to a flame. Oh girl, I can't resist your love runs deep inside my veins. I need to stay away, a thousand times I must have tried. But you have control more than I want to realize. So baby, do it for me, do it for me. Oh, no. Do it for you, do it for you. Do it for me, do it for me. You're my drugs, you got my body in so much heat. Now let me kiss you down there, sweet. Wicked thoughts stuff my mind, we'll do them all if we have time. You'll never know how much I love you deep down from hell. I still think of you. Push me.
Control. I let you feel it.
guessed right, it's live, the robot mixes the night away for you. But a couple more, but stay tuned. As long as the wheels are spinning, the CBS is pumping. Thank you for listening to the CBS, the live and improvised CBS. We will make like a new program or announce a new program next Monday. For now, we are just doing what we do best.
Turning around.
Live and improvised cybernetic broadcasting system. It was your robot in the mix. Live and direct. The robot will mix more stuff for you tomorrow at 10 o'clock CET in the evening. And maybe Intergalactic Gary comes by, but it was not sure because he has like a smoking contest. He can smoke the most cigarettes in like 30 minutes. So go Gary, go Gary! Tomorrow, 10 o'clock Central European time, the robot will mix it down for you. And don't forget, tomorrow is Friday, and it's the beginning of the cybernetic, the super sexy cybernetic disco and mix weekend. So that's, yeah, you can expect a lot of disco terror. And Nancy Fortune likes it so much that she probably will be around also tomorrow. It's all possible on the live and improvised CBS. Enjoy it while it lasts.